Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shannon's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. I obviously would like for you to buy my book. I know it will help you. It's helping people all over the world. We sold over 70,000 copies of the book, which I'm kind of proud of. It's won two awards. And I'm only telling you this because it's helping people, and I'm really happy about that. But just so that you know that that's not too much of a shameless self-promotion, you can go to my website and read articles where I serialized the book for 2 years before we published it. Now, it won't be like getting the book, but you can find a lot of stuff in there, and if you just look just a little bit, you'll find out where those things are. They're kind of gathered up there. We kind of gathered them up for you. So if you honest to God can't afford a $16 book, go read the articles. I want you to be successful. I want to help you. And if that means you buy a book, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Because as you know, ever since I've been doing the show, which is coming up on 19 years, I've done everything I can do to provide you with whatever you need to run your small business and be smarter and more professional, more successful, more profitable, and not have to spend any money to do it. So I'm still holding to that, but I will sell you a book if you want one. So we're talking about social media. It's just you and me. And I was telling you in the previous segment, the social media, don't fall in love with social media. It's just a tool. You don't fall in love with advertising. You don't fall in love with marketing. You don't fall in love necessarily with sales, although I love selling. It's just a tool. It's one of the ways you go to market. Social media is the same way. So if you, as a small business owner, and by the way, we polled you guys 18 months ago, and then we polled you again this about 2 weeks ago about social media. We asked you about your time and resources that you're spending, and the activity was down. The relative disappointment with social media was up, and the number of people who'd kind of given up on social media was up by about 20%. So overall, based on our surveying, small businesses are not as the bloom is, if there ever was a bloom on the rose for small business and social media, it's wilting a little bit. And I just wonder if it's because because you had expectations that you were given by these starry-eyed social media gurus who told you it was going to be a silver bullet, it was going to be everything else was going away and you had to learn how to do this. And they gave you some expectations that weren't real, that weren't attainable. Social media is just another, and as you know, I don't like that term. I prefer building customer communities online. But social media, the new media, it's the new place where people are hanging out. That's all it is. And so develop a strategy. You have to do it, by the way, folks. It's not going to go away. It's after 8 years, it's still here. It's not going away. There's going to be more of it. But the advertising, the marketing, the selling, all the other things you do, you're going to do, that's not going away either. There's nothing got replaced. It's just you just got new ways of going to market, which is part of the problem for small businesses. Because we don't have enough. We already didn't have enough time when customers were gathered up in three or four places. But now that they're dispersed over a wide range of new media and old media options, you know, Facebook, newspapers, LinkedIn, Twitter, radio and Instagram, whatever they are, right? Now you've got all these other places where people hang out. That's the only reason why this has been frustrating for you. And because it's different. And here's something I really want to make sure you understand. You've heard me talk about brand building on the show before. Brand building is where you just want people to know you're here and what you do, what you stand for, and you're trying to build some critical mass and awareness, brand awareness in the marketplace. And when you're doing brand building, you're typically not doing call to action. Brand building is an investment that you make in the marketplace that's not a call to action. You're not expecting somebody to consume your brand building message and then call a number and get a discount. It's an investment. Guess what? Social media to a large degree is like that too. That's the closest thing I can, and I've asked lots of gurus about this, so-called gurus, and they agree with me. Social media takes more patience, more time. It takes more of an investment. And guess what else, my friends? You're probably not good at it. You're probably never going to be. If you're over 50 years old, you're probably never going to be good at it. So get some help. Get some help from people who are. That's what I did. So think about this, folks. I hope this has helped. This is from, you know, the original social media heretic, right? I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.